Since a couple of weeks, Office Wikipedia application is available on GitHub. That means all the code source is available in open source mode and you can use it to learn how to develop Office application. If you go to the GitHub repo on Office Dev, Office App, you will find the Wikipedia application. In this repo, you will find three projects on the solution file for Visual Studio. Of course, the README file gives you some useful information about the structure of the code. The Wikipedia application itself is available on Office Store and you can add it for free in your Word or Excel application. But let's have a look to the code. In the solution I load, I have the free application. Just have a look about the architecture. Two web and the application itself. Why two web? Because we want to split in two domains the interaction with your data in the document like Word or Excel and the interaction with Wikipedia API and website. This pipe is just a listener and we will see how it's implemented in the code. For the first web part, Sandbox, all the code is on sandbox.html. In fact, this is an empty file and include just some metadata and the script file. In terms of script, one is a localization file for error string and error UI string, and all the code is on sandbox.js. In this code, you will see several interesting function to call the Wikipedia website and API. First of it, an event listener waiting for request from this guy and passing to the Wikipedia function some request in HTTPS protocol on the JSON encoding. The main function here is the event listener, and I put breakpoint to see what happened when I run in this guy. On the Wikipedia dev project, in fact, this project contains only few properties. One, references to the Wikipedia dev web, and XML file describing the project. Here you see the name, the version, the provider, the icon, the source location. On the activation pane, you see that application is useful for Excel and Word only. If you open the raw level of the XML file, yes, you see the different parts of the configuration and the main one is a dictionary, because Wikipedia application acts as a dictionary for Word or Excel, and you see again the HTTPS Wikipedia call here. Other property important is start document, so you can start here with a Word or Excel document. Just start this guy. I press F5. And the Word application starts and loads the Wikipedia application itself. Just as we see, an HTML page here. If I type some word here, like Chief Seattle, very important to know if you come to the city, you select the text. What happened here? We are break in the event listener. And if I continue the execution, I enter in the big switch case with the first request is update article. We see here that we request for Chief Seattle and the request is update article. I continue the execution, back to the world, and I obtain from Wikipedia some text. I can copy the text back to my Word document, and of course I can continue surfing Wikipedia section about images. When again I'm stopped in event listener, continue the execution, and in this case the request is update images from Jeff Seattle. Continue the execution, back to the world, and I select a famous picture from Jeff Sieto here. Insert in my document. Again, we are in the event listener, continue the execution, passing the JSON, and in the switch, we are update full size picture here. Continue the execution, back in world, and let's see what happened here. The picture is it's really big, so I reduce its size to see in a one pages the text inserted and the image inserted with some edit here about the source. Let's stop the application right now and continue the analysis of the code source. Here, on the Wikipedia dev web, you see the HTML file defining the right pane we just saw, with the search box, with the menu bar, and all the stuff we just saw in world. In terms of style, we use some CSS file to respect the look and feel of world, and in terms of image, a collection of images we saw in world in our application. For the code part, on the script folder, you will see the localization string here, some global definition and global variable here, error, selectors, etc. All the code are in util and UI. In util, you will see here, just have a look to this guy. I can post a message to the sandbox web here and asking Wikipedia. Here is the sandbox interaction. On the UI part of the code, you have very useful function to deal with the UI, like manipulating the button, active button, full article button, etc. And I want to show you very specific call here when we select the text from the document, and when you pass back document data to the document. Here it's a get selected data async from Office. This is a very generic function used also in Word, Excel, PowerPoint to select it and getting data. And the alter ego of this function, of course, it's a set selected data to be inserted when we insert images or text back in the document world. It's important to note that all code are in async because we don't want to block Word or Excel with our application. Well, this is done for today, and I hope it's useful to you to create your own Office application and use, once again, the GitHub repo.